You're listening to SBS News.
The meeting of world leaders on the banks of Glasgow's River Clyde has been dubbed the last best chance to save the planet. But not much progress has been made in pre-negotiations, and the summit's host is trying to manage expectations.
We've got a very good attendance. In spite of the pandemic, it looks like a lot of people are going to be able to come in person to COP. But the four areas of practical progress that we want are on coal, cars, cash and trees.
Let's break down that slogan. The UK wants coal power consigned to history. G7 nations support that, but there's resistance from China, Russia and India. Britain has set a deadline of 2030 for the last petrol and diesel cars to be sold. It wants the world to follow its lead. 12 years ago, wealthy countries pledged to raise $100 billion a year to help the developing world cut emissions. That target has never been met, and so there will be requests for more climate cash. Perhaps the least controversial proposal is a pledge to be tree positive by 2030, for more trees to be planted each year than are chopped down. These four goals, coal, cash, cars and trees, will be the easiest to reach consensus on. The real challenge lies in getting countries to submit updated climate change targets, so-called nationally determined contributions. Some big polluters, like China and India, are yet to do so. And that's frustrating John Kerry, the United States climate envoy.
We're behind. And we have to stop the BS that is being thrown at us by a number of countries that have not been willing to sign up to what Great Britain has signed up to, we've signed up to, Japan, Canada, the EU, that is to keep 1.5 degrees alive.
According to the United Nations, the pledges currently made by all 191 parties to the Paris Agreement would result in an emissions increase of 16% by 2030 compared to 2010 levels, well off the target of a 45% reduction in that period. Kate Blagojevich is a climate analyst for Greenpeace.
We need all of the countries to put their pledges on the table to make sure that we're halving global emissions in the next 8 years, really, which is not long at all. Underneath that, there should be detailed plans of action and how every country is actually going to meet these targets. So those should all be on the table as well. And if they're not, or if they contain huge loopholes that allows countries or corporations to keep offsetting, then we're incredibly worried that the targets will not be met.
The fact many world leaders won't be travelling to Glasgow could make negotiations even more challenging. President Bolsonaro of Brazil and President Putin of Russia won't attend in person, nor will the leaders of many small island states, Pacific nations most at risk from climate change. Chinese President Xi Jinping is set to be represented by senior diplomats. But some analysts, like Laurie Miliverta from the Centre for Research on Energy and Clean Air, think that doesn't necessarily mean China's leader is disinterested.
Xi Jinping didn't travel for the two previous United Nations General Assemblies in which he made major announcements about China's climate goals. So I don't know that it means anything, really. What really matters is whether China's going to continue increasing its emissions until late in this decade, as the current pledges allow, or whether we see some more commitments to curb emissions rise during this decade.
Scott Morrison will be there, although it's still not exactly clear what net zero commitment he'll be taking with him. Professor Leslie Hughes is part of Australia's Climate Council.
We're now a week from what is probably the most important climate meeting of our lifetime, and Australia is still scrabbling to come up with some sort of policy. They've had 8 years to do it, and they're nowhere close to being there.
It's not just politicians attending. There will be thousands of protesters outside the venue. Greta Thunberg will likely be one of them. While many business leaders will be welcomed inside, including Australian mining magnate Twiggy Forrest, now a green hydrogen evangelist.
Business has got us into this. Business has got to take us out of this. We think it's probably one of the most important meetings of our generation. From a global warming perspective, you need to be here. You need to actually be seen. And we come with a fully implementable, practical solution.
Industry does play a role, but it's national governments who will determine the climate targets for the years to come. The world will be watching to see if leaders live up to the moment. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.